We are all in this together.
Travelers Championship, you wondered at one point, you know, early on in the week, Graham McDowell's caddy tests positive, then Brooks Koepka, some of the guys move up, Webb Simpson. Was this going to happen? Phil Mickelson is glad that it has so far through two rounds. 63 today, leads by a shot over Will Gordon and Mackenzie Hughes. McIlroy, Schauffele, a lot of big names at the top of the leaderboard. Art Strickland, our golf analyst and columnist, joins us, and Baylor alum on Sikkim 365 Radio. Art, did you think they were going to shut it down this week?
Oh, no, I did not. And they made the right decision. You know, I think that Jay Monahan and Mac Rhodes, I don't know, have much in common, but they both basically said the same thing. We know there's going to be positive tests. We plan for there to be positive tests. And when there are positive tests, here's what we're going to do. And I think the fact you've had now three golfers, you know, out of how many they've tested for 3 weeks now, 425 caddies, officials, the two caddies, three golfers, you know, less than 1% of the people have tested. And I think Mac's right and Jay Monahan and PGA Tour is right. You go into this situation thinking there will be positive tests. And then when positive tests happen, you're not surprised. Here is our plan to deal with positive tests. So I think they made the right decision going forward.
All right, Art, how surprised was everybody about Mackenzie Hughes?
Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of good players out there. And Will Gordon, you know, to take a phrase from one of my old golf writing buddies, I'm not sure Will Gordon's a household name in his own household. But I think that, you know, a lot of good players. We'll see what sticks up. But, you know, one thing that's been apparent, it was, you know, I spent the week at Colonial, and it's very apparent that there was no rest to these top players. These top players came back ready and raring to go. And, you know, after watching some of the golf, some of the major TV golf, I thought you might feel a rest, but really these guys have come out firing. Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau has come out firing. And so, you know, I think the guys are here. And the thing about golf is that these guys are independent contractors. And so when you have guys like Brooks Koepka, WD, or, you know, these people at WD, anybody can withdraw from the tournament at any time. If they don't feel safe, they're going to have a bunch of caution. You know, Koepka's caddy was tested. So, you know, people that don't feel safe, unlike the guys that are working, you know, at 7-Eleven or ATB, you know, they've got to have a job. So if they're healthy, they got to be there. PGA Tour's not like that. You can withdraw and come back and try it again the next week. And I noticed that already the players have said, some of the guys that withdrew this week at Hartford have already signed up for next week in Detroit.
All right, I don't know who in the world. I've heard of Mackenzie Hughes and the other names on the leaderboard, obviously Mickelson at the top. Who is Will Gordon? As you mentioned, he's not even a popular name in his own household. He's from Canada, I believe. Any history with him at all?
Really not. I'd like to give you 15 minutes on the Will Gordon story, but
he's in the United I said Canada. That's Mackenzie Hughes. Will Gordon is American.
Well, I don't know all that much, but I will tell you that Will Gordon played at Vanderbilt. I do know that. And
there we go.
Looking up his bio right now and the fact that he was a 2019 first-team All-American and SEC Player of the Year. But,
a lot of good players.
Yeah, apparently pretty good college player.
I think one thing this has proven, though, Smokey, and, you know, I was at Colonial all week. You know, I had my temperature taken 98.2. Thank you very much. But I think maybe the fact that nobody tested positive for corona at Colonial maybe gave those guys a false sense of security. And, you know, so they didn't take it as seriously as they should have. And Cameron Champ, who is a golfer, went to Texas A&M, now on the PGA Tour, tested positive for corona. He was waiting on the test to come back, whether it's positive or negative. He was getting treatment from his physio guy. getting, you know, a massage and alignment on the spine. And boy, some of the caddies took to Twitter really blasting him. Is that a violation of our protocol? While you are waiting for the results of your corona test, you are not allowed to have any interaction with anyone on the chair. And that was a blatant violation. So I think maybe Colonial served as just a great week, but maybe a false sense of security. So now Hartford and Hilton Head going forward to Detroit. I think people would need to realize that we have protocols for a reason, and you got to stick with them. That's something else that PGA Tour and Bay were having common.
You know,
strict protocols.
Yeah, you mentioned, by the way, how there was the thought that some of these guys would come around and, you know, the scores would, you know, kind of get out of whack. And I'm sure there's a few that played less than others. But, I mean, these guys, it was like the commercial, Art Strickland, our golf analyst and columnist on Sikkim 365 Radio. These guys are good. They're going low. And they are, this isn't Bethpage Black. This isn't, right. You know, but they're going low. And most of these guys, and not all of them, not, I'm sure, Will Gordon, but these guys are making a ton of money. They still can go play on their private courses, or even in some cases like Tiger or whoever, they have their own course. So it's not right. Like it's not like they couldn't go hit the golf ball. It's not like they sat on the couch and looked like Craig Stadler. I was impressed when they came out and started firing at the sticks and playing well.
Really, they have. And, you know, I really thought that with no crowd, you know, you've seen guys fired into the crowd just because they know they're going to get a free drop and it's going to be trampled down ground and, you know, a lot easier shot. You know, these guys are playing tough golf courses without the crowd, and they're firing. Well, that just shows how good they are. I think we've talked about this before, but when I worked for Golf Week, we took a guy we named him Paul Parr. If you shot even par every week on the PGA Tour, every week you shot even par, you would miss the cut 18 of 42 times on the PGA Tour, just shooting even par. And so you got to go low. You got to go low every week, or you're back playing with me and Smokey and, you know, Doug McNamee on Sunday, Saturday afternoon, because there's a lot of killers out there.
All right, so right now Mickelson 13 under, Gordon and Hughes 12 under, Shoffley, that's another nice name, at 9 under, and the McIlroy's in the mix. And was Jimmy Walker playing this week?
No, he wasn't. He played at Colonial, he played at Hilton Head. I think he's playing Detroit next week. He definitely will play at Memorial a couple weeks in Columbus. They've got 2 weeks back to back at Columbus, so a lot of guys will do that just to save the wear and tear. But, you know, fans at Memorial, Smokey, but no fans for the PGA Championship at Harding Park in San Francisco. And I think it's very doubtful you will see fans for the U.S. Open at Wingfoot. And I'm even sure you're going to see a Ryder Cup at all. So very unknown going forward. But fans at Memorial already announced no fans at the PGA Championship. And U.S. Open at Wingfoot, you know, New York, the tennis U.S. Open already announced no fans for their event in New York City. So I'd be shocked if you saw fans in New York City at Wingfoot for the men's U.S. Open golf.
Okay.
Art, do you think Phil's 50 years old now. Does he have the staying power to win tournaments? I mean, or is he going to do this where he'll have some good tournaments, but maybe he's, for lack of a better term, too old to win?
Yeah, I think that Phil can win. I think that's how good he is, how good his short game is. Willie, I don't see it happening very often. I do think that Phil could, I think he could win this week. But the fact that he could win 4 or 5 times in the season, I think, is asking too much. I think you'd see Phil win once a year, maybe once every 3 years. And then, you know, he's eligible now for the Champions Tour. And to me, Phil Mickelson is the perfect Champions Tour player. He's great with the fans, interacts, autographs, likes to drop the needle on his partners, likes to ride in a cart. He'd kill it on the Champions Tour.
Yeah, him on the Champions Tour, I don't know. Will he do that?
I don't know. I think that most guys, you see guys like, you know, Langer's playing this week, Vijay Singh is playing this week. I think guys want to play on the PGA Tour as long as they can. To them, that's the highest level of competition. when he thinks he cannot compete, going back to your earlier question, when he thinks he can't compete on the PGA Tour, then I do think you'll see him on the Champions Tour, and I think he'd be good at that. But Jack Nicklaus once had the greatest quote on the Champions Tour. He said, "I beat these guys for 30 years on the PGA Tour. Why would I want to go to the Champions Tour and beat them all over again? You know, there's no great thrill in that." So I think that Phil will play on the PGA Tour as long as he can.
All right, Art, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate your time. Art Strickland, golf columnist, analyst with us. Again, the Travelers Championship. Phil Mickelson has shot up at 13 under par, has had a great first 2 days. And you're right, Paul. Again, does he, you know, he could go shoot 68 tomorrow and be three back because the scores are so low.
Yeah,
so low.
I wonder, you know, you've heard me say this about Phil for years. I don't think he's ever going to win a major again because only one person ever has after the age that he is, and that was Jack Nicklaus, you know, won the Masters at 46. It doesn't happen that often. Maybe there's a couple others I'm leaving out, but, you know, after 45 years old, you don't really win majors. And, you know, Phil's in great shape, and he looks great now. I just don't know if he has the staying power to win this tournament.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. All right, when we come back, we're going to look at a couple of things as far as what you have had to say today as well, who we've had, where we're going, as we're closing out week number 12. Week number 12 of Sikkim 365 Radio. A couple of notes on the Twitter timeline, a few on our Riverbend Liquor and Wine text line, also on the Willis chat room, Willis Law Firm chat room. This is Sikkim 365 Radio. Alan Samuels, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat. AJ over at the dealership, I was talking about the tire, the front left tire that I have that's kind of low. It's been okay. I went in there and put a little air in it. He goes, "Hey, I'm here. I'm listening. Come over. Let me fix it." That's the kind of customer service you want. He sold the car. He wants to make sure he takes care of it. It's not just mine, but he feels like it's his. I love that. Get 0% financing for 72 months, no payments for 90 days on a lot of the new vehicles on the dealership and even in the floor room. Jeep Gladiator, featuring employee pricing for everyone. 2019 Ram still in stock, 0% for 72 months. The new 2020 Ram 4x4 Lone Stars now feature $10,250 in values. The $500 consumer cash on the new 2019 Dodge Journey and $1,000 on the new 2020. $750 consumer cash in the new 2019 Caravans, and $1,000 in the new 2020s. The 2019 Ram chassis cabs, $1,000 consumer cash. And if you're a first responder, you also get a discount of $500 on many vehicles. Alan Samuels reminds you to service your car, certified to work on all brands inside what they have, inside their shop, inside their parts department, inside where they take care of the cars and take care of yours. But you got to buy one first. You got to go to Alan Samuels on Loop 340, east of 84 in Waco, AlanSamuelsDCJ.com.
Well, I have to tell you that we're pretty proud here at Pickup Outfitters. The mayor of the city of Waco chose to deputize Pickup Outfitters into the Waco Mask Police Force. Now, we weren't necessarily looking to be deputized. We've been pretty busy fighting truck nudity. But hey, we're law-abiding citizens. The threat of a $1,000 fine if we didn't join the Mask Police Force also had something to do with it. So please, bring your mask with you to Pickup Outfitters. And if you don't have one, we'll provide one previously unused. And we have a couple of other requests. First, wear a mask that covers your mouth and nose, but not your eyes, especially when driving to Pickup Outfitters. Second, we do have hand sanitizer, which you are welcome to use on your hands. Do not try to drink our hand sanitizer. Even if you add orange juice, it's still not a mimosa. And third, we have everything you need to outfit your naked truck. Pickup Outfitters, 220 Lake Air Drive in Waco. Check us out online at createacommotion.com.
Hey, this is Bryce Petty, former starting quarterback and two-time Big 12 champion. And I know firsthand the importance of being in top shape both on and off the field. So listen up, men. If you're feeling beat down day in and day out and looking for that high-performance edge that separates the men from the boys, then look no further than the Petty Clinic Low T in Waco. Petty Clinic is a comprehensive men's healthcare clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Board-certified Dr. Kent Petty has a special interest in offering the highest quality medical care to men of all ages. Some of the services offered include include screening and treatment for low testosterone or thyroid, infertility, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, while offering comprehensive wellness exams and complete men's health lab panels. High performance men, remember, it's not just a Petty thing. This is Bryce Petty, encouraging you to reach out and Google search Petty Clinic Low T or go to PettyClinicLowT.com and get your complimentary lab screening today.
This is Waco, and this is Hoosers Jewelers. When locals want luxurious jewelry and at a competitive price, they come here. This is Brad Boozer. He's the owner of Boozer's Jewelers. Boozer's is the premier wedding ring store. They specialize in loose diamonds and wedding rings. At Boozer's, they have 7 jewelry counters dedicated to wedding rings and diamonds only. They also specialize in heirloom jewelry, custom jewelry, watches, and much, much more. So what are you waiting for? Stop on in today and discover why the locals trust Boozer's for their jewelry.
One size fits all. That may be all right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one-size-fits-all strategy. Ben Erlinson, your Edward Jones financial advisor, knows that his most important goals are yours. That's why he takes the time to understand your needs, knowing you. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Ben Erlinson, 100 North 6th Street in Waco, 254-759-8533. Edward Jones, member SIPC.